Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Dave Nelson. Batting second. The second baseman, Lenny Randle. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Howard. Batting fourth. The catcher, Dick Billings. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jeff Burrows. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Elliot Maddox. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dell Unser. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tim Cullen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Bosman. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Dick Bosman. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The second baseman, Rich McKinney. Batting third. The first baseman, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Hairmon. Batting seventh. The center fielder, J. Johnstone. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rich Morales. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wilbur Wood. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. And now, play ball. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle bunts towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Randle for the out. Nelson moves to second. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard strikes out. Two outs. Dick Billings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Billings hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McKinney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nelson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kelly moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton strikes out. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nelson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows hits a pop-up towards short. Morales settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dell Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. McKinney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hairmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairmon takes first base on ball four. J. Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Burrows. John Stone reaches second base with a double. Hermann moves to third. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burrows throws the ball into Howard, who tags Morales trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Hermann scores. John Stone moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, for strike three. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kelly is walked intentionally. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 2-0, White Sox. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Bosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nelson hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a pop-up towards third. Nelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-1 in the game. Reichardt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Lenny Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-0 in the game. Randall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dick Billings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Billings is 0-for-1 in the game. Billings is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hermann takes first base on ball 4. J. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Billings fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Billings. Hermann moves to second. J. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John Stone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. John Stone takes first base on ball 4. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morales hits a fly ball into right field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood bunts towards the mound. Bossman fields it and throws to first for the out. Herman moves to third. John Stone moves to second. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kelly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Unser. Kelly reaches second base with a double. Herman scores. John Stone scores. It's 4-0, White Sox. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 0 for 1 in the game. Burrows hits a fly ball into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0 for 1 in the game. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 1 in the game. Unser hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, White Sox. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. Melton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, White Sox. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 2 in the game. Reichardt is hit by the pitch. Toby Herra now playing shortstop. Denny Riddleberger now pitching. Ed Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Herra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Reichardt moves to second. Two outs. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Johnstone takes first base on ball 4. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nelson fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Reichardt trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. John Stone moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Toby Herra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herra hits a pop-up towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood hits a line drive towards first. Howard reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Kelly hits a fly ball into left field. Burrows settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McKinney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Billings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Billings is 0-for-2 in the game. Billings is hit by the pitch. Howard moves to second. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 0-for-2 in the game. Burrows strikes out. One out. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0-for-2 in the game. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales fields it and throws to second for the out. Howard moves to third. Two outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Unser hits a fly ball into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw now playing right field. Horacio Pena now pitching. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. May moves to second. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Reichardt takes first base on ball 4. Jim Schellenbach now pitching. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Howard fields it and throws to second for the out. May moves to third. 2 outs. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Johnstone hits a fly ball into right field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw strikes out. One out. Toby Hera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hera is 0-for-1 in the game. Hera hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Morales hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Randle reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-2 in the game. Wood is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a line drive towards short. Morales reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Billings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Billings is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Billings hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 0-for-3 in the game. Burrows hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Washington Senators, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.